This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program, you can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here. More on corruption. We talked about some corrupt cops in the last hour, but Johnson, the story you had brought in tonight initially, until we got sidetracked by the corrupt cops, was about corrupt politicians. I mean, the corruption's just everywhere within government, because when it comes to people who have positions of power, they just can't resist the temptation to use that power for their own benefit or for the benefit of their friends, and to, of course, punish their enemies with it, as the corrupt police chief did that we talked about.
Well, we've talked several times in this show about the science that surrounds this. Not only are corrupt people attracted to positions of power, corrupt or corruptible people attracted to positions of power, but power does, in fact, corrupt. So even the the normal folks are the most corruptible, most uncorruptible. Those folks that end up in government begin to see the world in a different way that surrounds them and their friends versus sort of everybody else.
This is one I actually had another article that we're probably not going to get to, but I just want to mention it. That was from the psychology, because, you know, I always check up the psychology blog, that says that people acting in groups also tend to score about 15 points lower in IQ. So
people
in group mentality are
dumber.
Yeah.
Dumbed down.
They're not dumber. I mean, they're the same people.
Yeah, it's just they're abdicating their intelligence, though.
They're abdicating their own responsibility for particular intelligence, because they think to themselves, well, somebody's probably going to pick this ball up or whatever, and they just don't act that way. I've found myself being that way at times. And
intellectual laziness, right?
It's what it is. Yeah. It's ultimately intellectual laziness.
But I'm sure you're also, you know, there are other factors probably weighing on your intelligence, in that you are considering maybe what other people think of you, or certain things that are that are drains on your mental capacity, because you have these other thought processes that are running.
You're trying to appease people, or whatever.
That are, based on group dynamics.
And you know, that ties right into what I was going to say, which is that this is one of the strongest arguments against political action, right? Mm. The fact that, we pointed out here, as I pointed out many times, we've had some political successes here in New Hampshire with libertarians getting elected, but we've also talked about the challenges that has shown, where there's at least a couple people who were libertarians, who would have described themselves in some cases as anarchists, who have now completely changed their opinion about the state and have embraced it. One of them is named Amanda Bolden. She moved here. We've had her on the show in the past on multiple occasions, and she was an anarchist by her own description in the past, and believed in voluntarism. And then she became a state representative, was elected as a Democrat, and now she's like a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. She's got a Democrat boyfriend, and she's completely changed her viewpoint. And not only has she changed her viewpoint, she's attacking the libertarians that she used to be buddy-buddy with.
People.
So, and she's not the only example. So there's another one, actually. I've had in my show prep, I could probably dig it up, but we've got other things to talk about, an article from Elizabeth Edwards, who's another one who has also been corrupted by the system. She's not as hostile, though, as
she's still
as
best described as the most liberty-oriented Democrat.
Yeah.
So,
and that's not to say they're wrong on all the issues now. They're still good on a bunch of issues, but they're wrong on some of the issues now, whereas they used to be on the side of peace and liberty.
Right, and so, I mean, yeah, that's true when it comes to, you know, so we've lost some to the political process, and I suspect that one needs to figure that in. But
it's frustrating.
It's not that I'm married to this idea that the political process is the only way to go.
No one said you were married. You're bailing out on the whole thing.
I've got other ideas that might work. I don't believe you can retrofit the state.
This is one of the arguments in your favor, is that the people who try to will be corrupted by it.
But I don't see if you take for granted that that everybody lives under a government and that governments are sort of tyrannical and those sorts of things, how do you go about changing them? And
that's the tricky part, right?
Right. So if it's a punch counterpunch situation, I don't think that anything besides political action really has much effect. And I've seen everybody try everything here in New Hampshire for going over a decade at this point, and political action seems to have the best. So I say that rather than, and I'm with you on this. Yeah, you get more
whether
numbers.
It's political action,
you'll
civil
be able to punch back harder, right?
It doesn't matter what the thing is that you choose. If you've got political action, if you've got civil disobedience, if you've got people just ignoring the government, if you have enough people, then you're going to have success at whatever it is that you're doing. We've seen it with civil disobedience, where if there's more than 100 people doing civil disobedience, the cops fail. They can't do it. They end up getting people smoking pot in the police lobby, and cops don't do anything about it. That happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, in 2009.
It is an epic piece of civil disobedience like I have never seen before.
You get enough people to move.
The problem is it's not replicatable.
Well, it is if you get enough people, but the problem is civil disobedience isn't easily replicatable because it involves personal risk, and most people aren't willing to take that level of personal risk.
If you bring 150 people to smoke marijuana in the police department's lobby for 7 days in a row, I'm pretty
they're
sure
gonna figure something out
by day three.
But that was a response. That wasn't where the smoking originally went. It
I
was
understand.
In the city park, and the police made a couple of arrests, and then the protesters went back to the police department and smoked up out back of the police department in an unauthorized access area, so violating that rule. And then the next day, the cops tried to make another couple of arrests at the same smokeout at the park again, and the activists went back to the police station, this time going inside the police station and smoked pot inside. After that, the police left them alone completely. So they won that.
And
then, also with numbers, you look at the issue of political action. Well, we know that there's success with numbers there, obviously. If you can outnumber the Republican and Democrat activists, as we're starting to here in New Hampshire, then you can have success. You can have people getting elected. Now, some of them are going to get corrupted, but others are going to hold more true, like, say, a Ron Paul. Ron Paul, I don't think anybody can argue, really got corrupted while he was in office. So there are some exemptions.
You could argue that he wasn't effective. I don't think he never sponsored a bill that was passed.
He was Dr. No. I mean, he was the only guy like him. That's why you have to concentrate your activism in one place so you can have the numbers to actually do something. Or numbers in the area of just ignoring the state. If enough people just didn't respond to the state's demands, didn't get the state's licenses, didn't get the state's whatever, you'd have to have a large number of them, but they wouldn't be able to lock them all up. They wouldn't be able to do anything about it. So it really is all about numbers. And if you get the numbers on to the ideas of liberty, then eventually people will see that as popular, and then popular sentiment will shift in favor of liberty, and everything can change. But unless you can get the critical mass, you can't get anywhere. And until you get to that point, you're struggling in any aspect.
Yeah, and one of the problems with getting the critical mass is if you don't get the critical mass quickly enough, you can't change enough laws and
enough,
the Constitution quickly enough in order to prevent people that are seeking the great things that liberty brings, presuming it brings great things. We don't know. But if it does bring great things, then people are going to obviously move to that geopolitical designation, and then they're going to probably vote the way that mommy and daddy voted, because that's generally the way that people vote, and they're going to do the same things that they did all over again and corrupt the particular process unless the Constitution's changed. And you probably won't get that critical mass quickly enough to change the Constitution.
So, again, it is all about numbers, which is why the migration for liberty makes the most sense of all of the ideas out there. Stop struggling where you are. Stop banging your head up against a brick wall. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you owe it to yourself to check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and watch the hour-long documentary there. All right, speaking of documentary work, John Stossel has been producing some really good pieces for Reason TV. Remember John Stossel from ABC News? He was originally one of the main people on 2020. He was he did some hour-long, I guess, pieces, packages, or whatever, features on various different topics at 2020. Then he moved to Fox Business, where he had his own show for a while.
Great show.
And then, I don't know if they canned him over there or whatever happened, but he ended up with Reason.tv.
He also has written a book that was absolutely fantastic. But yeah. I think it's his most recent. Well, no, I don't know if it's his most recent book. No, They Can't, Why Government Fails But Individuals Succeed.
He's great.
Amazing.
He's a great, great writer.
He also wrote the book Give Me a Break, right?
That was, I think, his first one.
Yeah.
Give
me another break.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And a great story, too, personally. He got over a stuttering problem, which is really cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, inviting you to join us on the radio where you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com. You want the latest news headlines about Bitcoin from across the world? They've got them over at Bitcoin.com. Go to news.bitcoin.com. If you go to Bitcoin.com, you're going to get kind of like the basic info about Bitcoin and links to other cool things they've got on their site where you can...
Like free.bitcoin.com, where you can go get free Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, there's a Bitcoin Cash faucet there. There's also pools. Bitcoin.com, where you can jump on to the Bitcoin mining pools that they have there. If you want to get into the world of Bitcoin mining, it's super easy to do through Bitcoin.com. And again, there's also tools.bitcoin.com, where they've got quick tools you can use to translate prices between Bitcoin and dollars and Bitcoin Cash. So it's just loaded. It's a site loaded with features, and it's completely free to you, unless, of course, you want to get into the Bitcoin mining, because that'll cost you something, over at Bitcoin.com. So head on over there.
There are things that cost you something on the site, yeah, no doubt.
But most of the services there you're going to find are completely free.
Many, yeah, certainly.
And very useful. All right, so John Stossel. On Reason, is he still with Reason.tv? I'm seeing this is actually published on his own YouTube channel. I wonder if he's even still with Reason.tv. Well, anyway, oh yeah, it's branded Reason. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing.
When you're a big shot like John Stossel, you can do whatever you want, though.
I imagine so, which is why I imagine Reason's very happy to have him on board. And I suspect John Stossel now has full creative control. If he didn't before, he probably has full creative control over whatever, you know, the product is that that he's putting out now. So here is the clip. Well, it's a little longer than a clip. It's a 7-minute video. I don't know how much of it we're going to get through here, but this is from John Stossel, published today, according to YouTube.
Back and forth with you. Thank you. Thank you. You had your time. You may sit down.
That mayor was unhappy with me because I just asked if he and his fellow politicians were on the take. I asked because they want to seize a valuable piece of land.
Check. By the way, Stossel, this is a place, happening in near Manhattan, near New York City. He's at a city council meeting. You don't see a wide shot of the meeting, but in the shot you see of Stossel going back to sit down, there's no one else there.
It's always
typical.
Like that.
It's a typical city council meeting where it's nobody's there. Because, you know, you really can't have any effect on these things.
Check out this view. Wouldn't you like to have an apartment with this view of the New York City skyline? It's
nice.
A rare, gorgeous location right on the Hudson River. Right now, there's nothing here but dirt. So this man who works for the developer Maxell Group wants to build apartments like these. Thousands of people could live here.
Big, nice apartments.
With this great view. And this whole pier would be open to the public. They'd also build a facility for ferries, so people on this side of the river could commute to Manhattan on ferries
One.
Yeah. Ferry would come right in here and go from here straight to downtown Manhattan. Sounds good to me. But then the politicians in this town said, no, forget about it. We're going to seize the property and spend millions of taxpayer dollars to put our Department of Public Works here.
Mm-mm.
This little department. It has just 13 employees, plus these trucks.
The garbage trucks will like this.
This is a great... You're absolutely right.
The city does say we'll also put in a park and parking, but at taxpayer expense. Maxell offered parking and parks at no cost.
Parks, we were offering mass transit, and all at no cost to taxpayers.
Plus, the town would collect an additional $12 million in taxes every year. Why would Edgewater say no to that?
It's Bergen County, New Jersey, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Unsuccessful bidder is a fellow named Fred Davies, told us, you will never be able to develop this property.
Fred Davies says he's the biggest apartment developer in town. He also says you can't be in Edgewater and not be affiliated with...
Wow, not be affiliated with me. Wow. I mean, just right throat in your face.
Wow.
Just in your face, he's in charge of everything.
Boss Hogg.
You cross me and we'll teach you a lesson.
He also controls this New Jersey bank. And I wonder if he controls the politicians in town, too.
You think?
Because a lawsuit filed by Maxell alleges corrupt transactions between Davies and Edgewater's politicians.
Ongoing relationships with them. Jobs, undervalued rentals, loans for their business purposes through a bank that Mr. Davies started and has the controlling interest in.
Sounds like Mr. Davies controls the town.
That seems unfortunately self-evident.
Edgewater Mayor Michael McPartland's connected to Davies. The mayor lives in this building. It's quite elegant, with statues and fountains. And it happens to be owned by Fred Davies. According to the lawsuit, the mayor pays below market rent.
And by the way, you can't see it, but Fred Davies looks like your typical, like, typical, like, Jersey goon, right? He's this kind of, like, goof-looking guy.
Well, the mayor told the New York Times he doesn't pay below market rent. The mayor and city council say they have a good reason for using eminent domain and taxpayer money to seize Maxwell's development. They say Maxwell's project was just too much. The developer's proposal is too big, says the mayor.
They just approved a larger project with a more intense density, and guess for whom?
For Fred Davies. Work is already going on his
site. I don't know
site.
If these people are on the take, but it sure smells
yeah.
like it.
And the funny thing is here, I mean, look, this kind of stuff happens all over the place. Stossel's uncovering
places,
you know,
without fairies too.
One teeny little bit from one tiny little town in, you know, New Jersey, but this happens everywhere.
Because somehow Davies
got approvals for a density of and population of people that would occupy it in excess of what we were seeking.
250 more apartments. 4 giant buildings.
My
twice
God.
As tall as Maxwell's proposal. We tried to ask Fred Davies about all this, but he didn't respond to our calls and emails. How can the town justify approving dense development for Davies while rejecting a smaller proposal from a competitor? I tried to ask Edgewater's mayor and the city council about this, but not one would agree to talk. So I came here to a city council meeting, and I asked, are you on the take? I should explain why I'm asking that in a largely empty room.
Yeah.
The council session was full earlier, but questions from people like me weren't allowed until most
the
everyone.
Very end.
Are you on the take? Because you're rejecting one building in favor of the one owned by the guy where you live.
Mr. Mayor, does your legal counsel want to suggest and recommend that you don't answer the question?
Because saying no, I'm on the take would then, like, if he, so the legal counsel recommends you do not answer the question.
Yeah.
I wonder
it's always
why.
A good idea.
If you just denied it, then what would be the problem with denying it?
Mm.
Only if it's not true would there be a problem of denying it.
Certainly not with that tone of objectionable. Do you want to ask us questions that pertain to the town or anything that's going on here? You're more than welcome to use your 5 minutes to do that.
So I try.
But we're not obligated to answer your questions. You can ask all the questions you want.
This happened to us when we've gone to the town here in Keene.
Oh, you don't even get public comment in Keene.
Well, we've gone to times when we're asking for tax dispensation for the church and stuff like that. I ask questions of this board and
explain your decision.
They're advised to not answer the questions.
Yep. There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free. I should say in Keene, you can speak at the city commission meetings, but not the full city council meetings. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles were disinvited to the White House, but President Trump held an event anyway. The White House called it a celebration of America. Hundreds of Philly fans were on hand for the playing of patriotic songs and 3 minutes of comments from the president.
I want to take this opportunity to explain why young Americans stand for our national anthem.
At least two of the attendees took a knee on the South Lawn during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. The issue of athletes appearing at the White House came up at an NBA Finals press meeting in Cleveland. LeBron James said this year's champ won't be going to the White House.
I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anybody, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And I also want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. Head on over there and you can list your business or maybe your Liberty event or perhaps your digital content that you've created that you want people to see. This is essentially a libertarian business directory with some other cool categories that you can list stuff in. You can list as many things as you would like. It is free to do that. And you can also, of course, rate and review businesses you might have attended as a customer. There's a bit of a social networking aspect to it. It's a good-looking site. It's easy to use. And it's free.
Yes, so, must be a libertarian.
So head over to liberty.menu. As we go to the phones, we're going to get back into New Jersey's Edgewater, the town of Edgewater, and just obvious graft and corruption just on wide display for everyone to see, thanks to John Stossel, who helped uncover this particular case. We're more than halfway through the video. It's really well done on the John Stossel YouTube channel, courtesy of Reason.tv. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We got Jeff in Albuquerque listening to KABQ. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
The question I had was if someone's interested in getting into cryptocurrency and you wanted to learn the basic how-tos, where would you start? Or if you wanted to get involved in Zencash, how does one begin that process? And I'll hang up and listen off the air. Thank you.
Well, you don't have to hang up if you know, okay. If you don't want. Happy to keep you here if you have any follow-ups. So, good, big question. How do you get involved? Where do you start with cryptocurrency? Mark, what would you recommend?
I'd say Bitcoin.com.
To learn the basics about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, and they've got lots about crypto generally at Bitcoin.com.
Because if you learn about Bitcoin, you're learning about crypto, because almost every other crypto came out of Bitcoin. It is sort of the grandfather of all of them. Not all of them. There are a few that are different in significant ways, like Monero, for instance. But Bitcoin.com is a good starting point, I would say. As far as one of the major steps, what you're going to want to do in the beginning is get a wallet, what they call a Bitcoin wallet or a cryptocurrency wallet. There are a bunch of good options out there. I like the multi-crypto wallets simply because, you know, they started with Bitcoin-only wallets, and now there's all these other cryptos. Like you mentioned, Zencash, Coinomi is, in my opinion, for phones, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, Coinomi is the go-to multi-crypto wallet. They have Zencash in Coinomi as an option. They've got dozens of cryptos within Coinomi.
The advantage of the wallets that are not multi-crypto wallets, and I like Coinomi too, but the advantage of those is that you get more specialized stuff and features and those sorts of things. So if you just have two or three different cryptos and you want to have two or three different apps on your phone, isn't that big of a problem generally. So you can get, like for instance, with Bitcoin, there are, wallets that make it much more obscure who you are and what your transactions are and things like that.
For Bitcoin?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Bitcoin's public by its nature.
The Samurai wallet in some way helps with that.
I've never heard of it. I'll have to learn a little bit more about that. I don't understand. I mean, Bitcoin is public. Its blockchain is public. I mean, obviously, if you don't tell somebody what your address is, then there's no way to connect it to you necessarily. But if you're looking for privacy, you'd want to use something like Zencash.
That's a better idea.
And Coinomi doesn't have the privacy option for Zencash, so it's a basic wallet for Zencash, right, for public.
So Zencash would have the Zencash wallet would have the option of privacy, which would be something that quite possibly you'd want.
Yeah. So there's so many different choices out there, and it can be a little overwhelming. When you're first getting into this, there's a bit of a learning curve. Luckily, it's now easier than it's ever been to get into cryptocurrency. And so that would be, I would say, a starting point. Bitcoin.com to kind of learn the basics about Bitcoin, and then jump into, try different wallets. You know, maybe some of them you'll like the way they feel, the way they work. Others you might not. And they're all free. Every wallet I've ever seen, you know, doesn't actually cost you anything to download and install it and test it out.
Yeah, that was going to be the next question, is how much is a wallet for maintenance? But most of them are free, so that's that. Okay.
Yeah, the thing that's going to cost you is buying the cryptocurrency, and that's also the other thing you're going to want to look at, how to do that. Well, you know, do you want to buy it on the record, where you go on an exchange and give up your personal information, and, you know, then they know who you are, and in theory the IRS might be able to pull those records at some point, or do you want to buy as anonymously as possible? You might be paying more, for instance, if you buy through more anonymous means, like, for instance, purchasing from a human being, an individual that you might meet on, like, localbitcoins.com. And then you take your local bitcoins, purchase bitcoins, and you exchange those on an exchange that doesn't require an identification, like shapeshift.io, where you can just sort of, without registering for an account, take your Bitcoin and turn them into something else. I don't know if they have Zencash.
They don't have Zencash. I did speak with Eric Voorhees of Shapeshift, and he said that basically it's regulation in the U.S. that's the problem.
Really?
I did get some Zencash through their competitor, Changely. But they don't have it right
they
now.
They pulled it down.
Yeah. Well, I don't
recently.
Know whether they just don't have any to sell or what their shtick is exactly, but I can tell you I was disappointed. The most recent downturn, to me, it's a great time to buy. As a matter of fact,
you bought some tonight.
I didn't. The account that I manage for this did.
Church.
But, you know, nonetheless, I thought it was a good time, so I bought even more, and I think that you feel the same way, Ian.
Yeah, I'm planning on looking into making a purchase after the show here tonight due to the downturn in the price, and I really liked what the guy said about Zencash earlier tonight, Rob Viglione from Zencash.
I accept Zencash if you're interested in buying any t-shirts with it.
Over at libertyminded.com,
right.
You can buy Free Talk Live official merchandise and other shirts.
It is still up and running. I mean, I am in the process of searching for a new print-on-demand service, but
you'll find one.
I will definitely find one.
Hopefully you can find one that takes crypto.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
So real quick, just a couple more questions.
Yeah.
So the one guy mentioned the fund, and that was one question I had. So there are funds where you can buy into those funds, and they purchase and exchange bitcoins or cryptocurrency. Do they work similar to other types of funds?
Okay, so I don't know anything about these funds. I don't have any experience with that.
Okay.
What I was talking about is exchanges, where you go on a website and you can put in orders for, so let's say, for instance, you have a Bitcoin or a portion of a Bitcoin and you want to exchange that for Dash or for Zencash or something like that. There are probably thousands of exchanges around the world, but there's only some of them that are the most popular ones. And so you would go on to one of these exchanges. Some are domestic, so they're located in the United States, so therefore they need to know who you are and all that. Others are not domestic, so like Binance, for instance, which is a Chinese-based exchange that a lot of people use. You can sign up on Binance. They don't care who you are unless you want to verify past a certain level to get a certain, you know, amount of being able to exchange. But I think right out the gate, just by registering for an account there, which you could use any kind of throwaway email address for that if you wanted to be a little more anonymous, you can. I think they were giving like 2 to 3 bitcoins per day worth of exchange. So that's you know, right now bitcoin's worth what, $7,500, so you're talking about $20,000 that you can do in trading in one day's time frame on Binance. For most people, that's going to be more than sufficient for anybody that wants to get started. The downside is it's in China, so if they all of a sudden close up shop and take your bitcoin, you know, overnight or something like that, then you have, you know, no recourse whatsoever against them for it. But
they're a big name, and that hasn't happened too often.
Yeah, that hasn't really happened when it comes to the exchanges. The exchanges are more likely to get hacked than they are to be shut down or, you know, do some sort of an exit scam. And that's one thing you want to make sure you remember is if you're going to trade on an exchange, don't leave your crypto there. When you're done trading, withdraw the crypto back to your wallet, because when you have your wallet, like a Coinomi wallet or many of the other ones that are on your phone or your computer, you're the one in charge of your keys, if you will. You're the one holding the keys to your crypto, whereas if it's on the exchange has the keys, and you're at their mercy, or if they get hacked and they lose the crypto, well, it's a risk you take. So,
last question real quick.
Yeah. Sure.
What in your opinion, and I know it's just an opinion, but a starting amount to get involved in this?
Whatever you can afford to lose. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Anything can happen with this stuff. Jeff, I thank you for the call tonight.
Sure.
And look around for local groups and see if there's somebody in Albuquerque that you can hook up with, too. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free in these remaining moments, whether it's cryptocurrency or government corruption. We'll talk about it here on the radio with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls, and then hopefully we'll get to wrap up the Stossel video from New Jersey, where he's uncovered just tip of the iceberg of corruption in one little New Jersey town called Edgewater.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. You shouldn't answer that question. Let's go to Andy. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Evening. Hey. I have some questions. Can you recommend online file sharing that doesn't require me to create an account and give a password and a name and all this stuff to set up? I'd like to be able to share Ben Stone's some podcasts of his and his sedition audiobook, which is great. I know you guys know who Ben Stone is.
Yeah, we've had Ben on the show.
He's the bad Quaker.
Yeah, the bad Quaker.
Great guy. Very.
So let me just see if I'm understanding what you're asking for here. You're asking for a place where you can upload files and then get like a public link that you can give to people to download them?
Yeah, sort of a Dropbox, only without all of the Dropbox oversight.
So I would recommend mega.nz. Which is the...
I just went there. They had this great creating an account, it looked like.
Yep, you do have to create an account. You can use a throwaway email address there. So there are websites that will provide you with email addresses that are...
Right, then you have to retain that and log into it. I mean, that's...
No, actually you don't. So throwaway email address...
You have to log back into the account on MegaNZ. Don't you have to have that account, that email account to log into your... MegaNZ account?
You would just have to, the information you would have to retain would be the email and the password that you use to sign up for Mega.nz. So if you use an email address that is not yours, if you create a throwaway email address with one of these websites, what are some of the good ones?
I like Proton Mail, ProtonMail.com.
Is that a throwaway mm-hmm. site?
You can get them.
There's Mailinator.
Melt Mail.
What is it?
Melt Mail.
Melt Mail. So on some of these... You go to these throwaway email sites, and it's just like a form that you, like one form thing, you type in whatever the heck you want, you know, ABC123, you know, whatever email you want to, and then they just let you right into that. You don't create that account. So anybody else who knows that number or thing or whatever, they can check that same email because there's no passwords on these throwaway emails. You then use that whatever garbage email address you create to create the account on mega.nz, and then they give you however many gigabytes, you know, 15, 20, 30 gigs or whatever it is that they give you for free there.
More than enough for what I need. I just want to share some things but not have it tied back to me.
Right.
Unfortunately, apparently Meltmail was discontinued. So,
well, these are the sort of fly-by-night operations that we're talking about here.
Luckily, alternative2.net recommends MailDrop as an alternative to Meltmail.
There you go. And so then also, of course, if you want extra privacy, you probably want to use a VPN or maybe Tor on top of that to shield yourself. But, of course, with Tor, you can't use... You can't use JavaScript, so and I think Mega...
Just get yourself Penguin VPN. Penguin VPN, I recommend.
That's a good one.
You guys, one of your sponsors for a while there was ProXPN, I think.
Yep.
And I got them. And it works fine and everything. And these are all just layers of security. I imagine if anybody wants in bad enough, they're going to get to it. But, you know, and this is not... I'm not sharing anything dangerous, but I like to practice these things.
I see what you're saying.
I think it's important for everybody to put the most layers of protection and shielding of your identity, because all they got to do is tie one thing back to you that, hey, this guy's interested in liberty and anarchy and doesn't want to be controlled by us. Well, he's a prime target, and then they're on you. You guys are out in the public. Obviously, you're well-known, but maybe nobody knows me yet. I don't want to keep it that way.
The thing I like
it's best.
Yeah, the thing I like about Mega.nz is it was founded by Kim.com, who, as you may know, was raided by the United States government in his home in New Zealand, and he has been fighting extradition ever since that time. And they shut down his original site, which was called Mega Upload. And so, sort of like, you know, earlier tonight when we were talking with the guys from Zencash, these challenges come up and they challenge you to get better and, you know, make your product better. So he relaunched, instead of giving up and calling it quits and, you know, shutting everything down, they relaunched the Mega service as Mega.nz, and they put in new privacy protections in there. And now whether they're telling the truth or not is another question with their privacy protections. But they...
Sort of like the TrueCrypt fiasco and that. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a whole other story. But
another segment.
Yeah, but with Mega, they claim that the files that you have, because the old Mega system, they knew what was on their system, meaning that if somebody was uploading, let's say, a Hollywood movie or something like that, some sort of content that would have been prohibited, Mega was aware of the files that were on their system, so they could accuse Mega of being knowledgeable, or they could have been aware in theory. They would claim they weren't, but they could have been. And so the claim would be from the government, well, you can't allow people to upload illegal files to your system. You need to be policing this for us. If Mega is saying, well, now we're giving you the cryptographic keys. So they're saying we're going to give you your – when you create your account there, they're saying we're giving you your own keys. You know your password and your username. We don't know that. That's stored encrypted. Those are your keys, basically, as I understand it, to your files. So all the files you upload to them, they don't even know what they are, is the idea.
Possible deniability.
That's the claim. Whether they're telling the truth or not is another question. So I hope that helps, Andy. Thank you.
Trust as much as you can. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for the call tonight. Although, you know, the Mega or the Kim.com, that's his legal name, by the way. He changed it to Kim.com. He's on Twitter all the time just, you know, railing against the government. So.
Yeah, I wonder,
have you heard anything about Bitcash and Mega Upload 2.0? I know that was supposed to happen.
I don't know what 2.0 is. I thought that was Mega.nz. That's not 2.0.
Oh, no, that's not. Mega.nz is the, you know, owned by some Chinese company, and Kim.com is actually not pleased with Mega and Mega.nz.
He sold it? I thought that was his company.
Nope. It was a long, long time ago he sold it, and he, you know,
oh, I didn't know that.
Last year he was claiming it was dead.
Wow. Okay, good to know.
So
well, maybe
he's
it's not
saying
so
looking
secure.
Forward to, you know, Mega Upload 2.0 and Bitcash.
Huh. Maybe it's not so secure anymore if it's run by not being run by him. I don't know. Let's go back to John Stossel here and him confronting these New Jersey politicians about their corruption. Here we go. We're finding out that there's a big building complex that was denied access in Edgewater in return for, or you know, and then instead these city council members who are connected to a local businessman approved the local businessman's proposal, who's really well connected, for a similar kind of structure just down the street. And so John Stossel's
actually,
on the
case. It's more dense, and then they, but they claimed that it was too dense. The original one was too dense, but
this one's twice as dense.
More dense one.
that pertain to the town or anything that's going on here, you're more than welcome to use your privates to do that.
So I tried.
The big developer in town said, more or less, nobody develops here but me. And that's the way it's turned out. And you're going to put the Department of Public Works there instead.
They're talking to themselves. Councilors.
I asked questions.
Well, like I said, we answer it when you're finished. And when we close the meeting, when you're finished with your comments.
At this point, I thought I might actually get my questions answered. Is it true that four of you are getting loans from Mr. Davies Bank? And is it true that you get a discounted apartment in Mr. Davies' building?
Again, I don't think it's appropriate.
But no, no answer.
Are you finished?
I'm
not satisfied. It's done? Very good. Is there anyone else in the public that wishes to be heard? Anyone?
Should I stick around and someone will talk to me or not?
No.
You're welcome to stick around.
Nobody's going to be talking to you.
He says, I'm not going to
with a hammer.
He says, I'm not going to banter back and forth with you. Thank you.
You had your time. You may sit down.
And that was that. Maxwell's lawsuit claims the mayor and the council have engaged in corrupt transactions to favor Fred Davies.
So he's killing off competition. Nobody's as simple as that.
Nobody's going to be talking to you right now, but maybe if we catch up with you later in a dark alley.
Yeah, right.
The great thing about capitalism is that the way to get rich is to serve your customers well. Developers can't really be thugs. They can't use force. They can't tell other developers you can't build here.
But without the government.
Unless they have cronies in government. Yeah. And that's not capitalism. That's crony capitalism.
Actually, well, they could also do it with an armed gang, a little mafia or whatever. But this just shows the parallel of what government is. Government's
corrupt.
An organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass.
Let's just wrap this out here.
To me, that sure seems to be what's going on here.
Yep. There you go. Yet another shining example of how government really works, where the people in charge are connected with big businessmen in town, and this is, the Good Old Boys Network. Plain and simple. That's what this is, and it exists everywhere. This kind of stuff goes on where you live, too. You just probably don't know about it. And if you do, you might end up down that dark alley. So, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.